My wife and I talk about moving someday, but I wonder if I can. This would be like no other move. Likely several states away to be closer to our boys, maybe grandkids. Still, I feel grounded here, like my feet are anchored with some kind of natural connection. Roots. After nearly 70 years, their grip has grown deep. I feel a tug like a leash, reminding me where I came from. I have a kinship with this territory. Could I give it a label? Maybe. The Midwest, or better, the prairie, but that stretches over many states. I need a better word. I don't have to travel far to find evidence of the prairie, the rich soil, tall grasses, oaks, and pines, the arrowheads my dad and I found left by those who lived with this land, not on it. Some say this landscape is boring, the green waves of corn and soybeans everywhere, and I get that, but I still find comfort and less tension when I am surrounded by fields that produce that annual miracle. Cruising sloping, curvy roads, I find myself transfixed by leaning barns. I still admire the royalty of a hawk on the wire and spend too much time scanning fields for deer or coyotes. I'm like most, I guess, by seeing more weeds than prairie plants. We plant some of that natural history when we can, but I spend more time yanking thistles from my yard. My wife reminds me to pull it all, get the roots, tear out the roots and it dies. Now I'm thinking maybe there is one word for this land where I grew up, where my roots hold me steady and jerking them out, all the way out, might be painful, because I'm thinking that one word is home. I'm Lonnie Kane, and that's my perspective.